Amen. That was Holy Spirit by Francesca Battistelli. Wonderful, wonderful song, and it goes right along with what we've been talking about. I want to take a second here and welcome Cindy. Hey, Miss Cindy.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Cindy.
How's everything? Hi, man.
Hey, how you doing, lady?
I'm doing pretty good.
Did you enjoy those grandkids?
Yes. Now it's R&R time.
There you go. Well, we're glad that you're with us for the next hour. Thank you for coming on the show for us.
It's a privilege, I think. I look at it as a privilege to get an opportunity to share all the good stuff that Jesus does in my life.
Amen.
Hoping it'll plant some seeds and give somebody else some confidence and faith, because it's all good. He's so good. He's so blessing me so much.
Amen. Amen. And I just realized.
Yeah, listen to the song. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Great song.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. You first.
Yeah, it's. I just realized the last few times I've hosted, it's been you and I and Nan here doing this. So
that's right.
You know, we're getting to be a little special trio here.
Little teammates here,
little,
you know.
Teammates,
we're a little special team, yeah.
Amen. Nan, I believe you do have a poem for us.
I do have a poem. It's entitled "Let Me Be Welcomed." Let me be welcomed in your heart at all times. I desire to engulf you all of the time. Come to my table and taste of me. You will receive so much. Come and dine. My Holy Spirit will engulf your life. You will never feel the same. Let me flood your life with my Spirit. For this, always call upon my name. I will engulf you in such a wonderful way. Let me do this. You will feel so good within. Let this day be a day that you learn this. You can always upon this great thing depend. I love it when he engulfs my life.
Amen.
With his Holy Spirit.
That goes along with what Francesca was singing about in the song. You know, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place, change the atmosphere. And that's what happens when the Holy Spirit enters in. It does. It changes the atmosphere, whether it's the atmosphere of a church service, and we've seen that happen, or the atmosphere inside of you. You know, the Holy Spirit rises up, then that changes inside of you.
Well, you know, we talked the first hour. Remember, I was sharing the story about the lady that I'm getting ready to want to ream out because I think she's going to do tomorrow. And the Holy Spirit kind of checked me on that and said, is that Christ-like? You know, so the Holy Spirit engulfed me at that time and mm-hmm. let me realize. And I said, you know, you're right, Lord. Please forgive me for my attitude. And the Holy Spirit, that was a way of him engulfing me at that time.
Yeah, and there are times you just will say, oh, Holy Spirit, why did you have to bring that up?
I really felt that about this situation because of the history. But
mm-hmm. I do want to, before we go back into the Word, I just want to mention really briefly, also, Beacon of Hope has a prayer ministry that is where you send your prayer requests in, and we believe that God answers prayer. And we believe we've seen it happen many, many, many times. The other people on the prayer team, kind of the leaders besides myself, are Betty Thomas in Indiana and Shell Loring Gray here in Florida. So if you have a request, we just ask that you would send it in, and either myself, Shell, Betty, one of us will pick up the request and send it out to our prayer team. And we always attach a prayer so that we're all praying the same thing. We're praying in unison, in unity. And we're believing God for your answers. No matter how big, how small, it doesn't matter. God's not limited by that. And we, as I always say when I'm on, please remember when God answers your prayer, send in a praise report, because I do keep track of those. It's important that we can look back and say, you know what, God answered these prayers. What a miracle working God we have. Right. And as an aside, I also keep a book on Friday nights of our prayer yes. requests and praise reports, for the same reason, that we can look back and see that. So if you have a prayer request, please send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And also, if you would like to be on our prayer team, you can send that request also to prayers, plural, at bohmglobal.com. And let us know, because we want to pray with you. We want to believe with you that God is going to do something good in your life. So, in the first hour, we were talking about kind of walking around, you know, living your life by the Spirit. We mentioned that just before the break that the other word in for walk that's used in Galatians 5:25 is that it means to march in military order, to march in line with the Spirit. Let's keep in step with the Spirit. And that's really important. I mentioned the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled continually with the Holy Spirit. And that's so very, very important, and it's so very difficult to do. Because as we mentioned, we all live in the real world. And I'm not even sure if I lived in the, I don't want to say fake world, but in the possibly easier world of, say, a monastery. I'm not so sure it'd even be any easier there, because I'm sure there's plenty of distractions in a monastery.
Right.
But, you know, Paul talks about different ways, and sometimes, you know, there's some things we can do to maintain being filled with the Holy Spirit. And one of them, of course, is praying in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Praying in, you know, when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, God gives you a prayer language. It's so important to pray in the Spirit. What do you agree with that, Cindy?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Another thing that is coming to mind is the unity of one another. Also, as a soldier, you are a member of that team, that platoon or whatever. So that's why we have to support each other. In our ministry, radio team members, we have to hold each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are in the pastoral positions, you have to hold each other up. We have to make sure that we are all on the same page in our ministry, preaching the same message, teaching the same word. The idea that we present every radio show, we all agree on that beforehand. We know, we don't always know where the Lord's going to take it, but at least we're all in unity in our prayers and in our support for one another. Mm-hmm. On the team, and that's part of being a soldier too. We got to depend on each other to hold each other up.
Absolutely. And I'd mentioned in the first hour about you know, Paul was using Paul loved to use military metaphors. You know, he really liked that. And here he says, keep in step, be in military march. And I did this one time at, we were talking about the weapons of our warfare. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that the Roman soldiers had to carry when they were marching in line was these big old clunky shields. Not those little tiny round things that, you know, but these were like shoulder to ankle shields that they would have to carry. And when they would march, the ones on the sides would hold their shields out. The ones in front would have theirs facing forward. So, I mean, that was kind of impenetrable. It was hard to get anything through that. And that's why I really like what you said, Cindy, about the unity. Because when they were attacked, they would do what they called the tortoise, where the people on the outsides would plant their shields in the ground all around. So you had, you know, you had this solid square of shields. But the people inside would then put their shields up over their heads. So it became just a box of shields.
Mm.
You know, just like a tortoise. And it was called the tortoise because spears couldn't get through it. You know, the soldiers were very well protected. And that is so true what you said, Cindy, about unity. That's part of walking the Spirit, because if we get out of line with each other, it's, yeah. I mean, Paul talks in Ephesians about protecting the unity of the Spirit. And that's not that we're going to agree with every, you know, with everything that we say. Because I know there's some areas, I will call them minor doctrines, that Pastor and I disagree on, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not enough for me to break communion with her. You know, I'm not going to go off and form my own church because she doesn't happen to believe exactly like I do. And heaven knows I've got a couple of strange ideas. So, but, you know, it's that that's so true because we protect that unity of the Holy Spirit. And if you're marching in order, ooh, this just came to me. Ooh, how cool.
That's it. Order.
Exactly. You're in order. And if commands are barked, as they used to say, you know, mm-hmm. the commander would bark his commands from the front. If the commander tells the, you know, tells you what to do, it's easier to pass it back through the ranks if you're in order. So everybody knows mm-hmm. what you're doing. I mean, if everybody's kind of scattered,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be able to get the message out to everybody. So, you know, what you have is confusion. But if everybody's in line, mm-hmm. they can take commands, they can follow those commands, and things get done. In the case of the Roman armies, you know, countries got conquered. In the case of the church, of us, the kingdom moves forward. And that's very important.
I work at a school. I've never named the school, so I can say this. We have a new principal who's a good person who has a very structured way and wants things done a certain way. This woman is so structured. In fact, I need to talk to her tomorrow because she needs to lighten up a little bit. I've decided I'm going to talk to her nicely in love and just briefly say that. But if the people don't fall in line, as you are saying, as Cindy is saying, in order, it can't move forward the way it needs to move forward. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing disorder among one of the other people who's in a high-level administration. It's trickling down. There's just stuff happening there. And it's not, the kids are still getting taught. It's not anything like that. But as far as the what needs to occur is not occurring
mm-hmm.
because everyone's not falling in the order and marching orders in the direction of what is being shared, period.
Well, backing up a little bit where we've been in Galatians, it talks about, you know, the works of the flesh. One of them is dissensions, schisms, you know, that, and you want to prevent that from happening because all that is, it's a break. It means I'm going to take my toys and go next door
exactly.
because I don't want to play with you anymore. And
it's also an opportunity for the devil to slip in.
Uh-huh.
Sees that hole where he can plant a seed of something in there in somebody in the group, and then it's there it is.
Right, those fiery darts can get in.
Yeah, then the attack is on, big time.
Well, and, you know, that's why as leaders, you know, Pastor and I have to be vigilant in prayer and just kind of watching over the flock, you know, because there has, you know, there have been times when people get mad because, you know, well, he did not say hi to me. I'm like, you know, I'm sorry. You know, come up, say hi to me.
Exactly.
Know? I'll say hi back, I promise. But, you know, sometimes things like that happen, but people tend to take offense, and that just becomes like an opening in that armor.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, absolutely right, Cindy, for, you know, saying to start tossing arrows in. And, you know, that's why we need that unity. We have to individually be filled with the Spirit. And, you know, I love what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5. Don't get drunk with wine. Mm-hmm. Ephesians 5:18. Don't get drunk with wine because that is dissipation,
mm-hmm.
which means that's just, you know, you're just kind of dissolute, you know, just kind of a little brawler kind of person. Mm-hmm. But he says instead be filled with the Holy Spirit. And literally, I love this, that means be being filled. Okay, Nan's kind of looking at me like I'm nuts. Well, well, looking at me quizzically.
There you go, that's better.
She's looking at me quizzically.
That's better.
What that means is be constantly being filled with the Holy Spirit. Always be filled. It's not just every so often. Paul, you know, the command there is be filled up all the time.
You know, I just thought, if things are out of whack, things don't work. And I was thinking about this stupid frying pan we got at the house. I know, you're laughing at me, but
yes, I am.
This stupid frying pan is going to be going in the garbage very soon, as soon as I get to the store and buy another one, because it has gotten a little bit warped, and I didn't know that, but my roommate pounded on it to try to make it better. I know, this is crazy. So I mentioned one day, I said, this is not frying my bacon right. It's in the center, is browning, and all on the sides is not browning, and it's not even. And it's very frustrating for me to have my bacon not even, that I flip everything at the same time, and it ends at the same time. And that's the way it is if things happen that get in that armor, disorder starts happening. It affects the total overall of what is happening, mm-hmm. as in frying my bacon. It does not come out right. And that's the way it is in a church. If that disorder gets in there, things aren't flowing the way God wants them to flow because of, as Pastor would say, that crappe happening.
Right, exactly, exactly. And unless, well, again, the church is not, and I think, you know, you all heard me say this, the church is not the building, never has been the building. Okay, Nan and I can have, well, we have had actually church here in the studio. I mean,
oh, yes.
Jesus said, where two or more of you are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst. The word for church, all that means is a group of people getting together with the same purpose. Literally, that's what it means. Church is a group of people getting together for the same purpose. And that's, you know, that's what we do.
That's great into this. Tongue of the Spirit. Is God cool or what? Cindy.
Very cool how that all came together.
Yeah, but the name of the next song is called Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing. Which we're going to get to in just a second. And it is amazing. Again, you have, listening to God gets you, you know, kind of knows what songs we need. But yeah, that's so true with unless we walk together, then we're not able to get anything done for the kingdom, because we have to remember it's God's kingdom, not Jim's, not Pastor's, not Nan's, not Cindy's. It's God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to put ourselves second above what's the needs of the kingdom. God, what do you want me to do today for your kingdom? How can I bring your kingdom into my workplace, into my home, into the lives of my friends? How can I do that? How can I bring your kingdom into their lives? Now, this is a perfect segue into the song Spirit from Third Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that kind of sums up everything we just said, huh? I really like that song. That's new from Third Day. And it does talk about, you know, Lord, how we need your spirit. We need your presence. We have to have that. I mean, without the spirit, and I mentioned this on Friday evening, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us. If that spirit dwells in us, then he will give life to our mortal bodies, to these old, decaying bodies. He's going to keep giving life to our bodies. We cannot survive without the spirit. And Nan, I think you have a poem for us.
I do. My spirit is always here for you. Just ask. I will fill you and guide you. I am here. I will bless you. For you, this is what I will do. Reach out to me for this blessing. I will fill you in a very mighty way. You will see things in such great ways. You will feel like it's a brand new day. I will keep my spirit fresh in you. Look to me. You will feel so revived. I am always here for you, special one. You will receive it and not have to strive. It's not that we don't have to put forth a lot of effort. I mean, we need to receive it and ask for it, but we don't have to belabor the thing.
Absolutely true.
No, I mean.
Yeah, we don't. Well, and I don't want to step on any Pentecostal.
I'm just thinking what you're getting ready to say. I know what you're getting ready to say.
You
know, go for it.
I know the old time Pentecost, and God bless them. You know, if one for them, we wouldn't be where we're at. But they would have tarrying meetings where you would almost storm the gates of heaven to try and bring down the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's already here. We just have to receive him. And Paul gives some really practical things, some advice on how to do that. I mean, praying, obviously, he says pray in the Spirit. I mean, if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit and God's only given you one word in prayer language, just say that. Because eventually, you know, you're going to get more, but that just brings God's spirit on the scene, because in Romans chapter 8, it says that's the spirit of God praying for you with utterances too deep for words. So that's so important, because that brings you immediately into God's presence. And then over in Ephesians, where he talks about, you know, be filled with the Spirit, the next verse there, Ephesians 5:19, Some put a complete period there after be filled with the Spirit. Some have a comma. And the version I'm using today, New King James, says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, submitting to one another in the fear of God. In the original language, in Greek, that could read, be filled with the Holy Spirit as you speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, as you sing and make melody in your hearts to the Lord, as you give thanks always for all things, as you submit to one another. And that last part there, Cindy, that speaks right to what you were talking about for unity. You know, if we think, be filled with the Holy Spirit, then skip down to verse 21. As you submit to one another, as we're submitted to one another, we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now that's pretty cool.
And that's why we're moving forward.
Exactly, because we are
Godspeed, and we're spreading out so far and wide, is because we're in that spirit. We're in that movement.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're with God's move.
Amen. And, you know,
right.
Just, you know, we think having to come into God's presence or being filled with the Holy Spirit is so difficult, and it's not. I mean, Paul says, be filled with the Holy Spirit as you speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. I love putting on praise radio, because I can sit there and I can sing, and guess what happens? You get filled with the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit, because
Holy
you're
Spirit
praising God.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving thanks.
Yep, that's a good time. Just all alone.
Amen.
Praise radio, yep. I love to do that too.
Yeah, we have a station down here, and on their website, they have just a praise channel. So that's a wonderful thing. You know, I can get on the computer and do my Bible study and put that on, and woof, you know, I'm right there.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed at work, so I can walk in and flip the TV on, and my 8:30 program, as soon as I show up, is Joyce Meyer. So she gets me motivated, and then I put on Pandora for some good. I like the old gospel hymns.
Uh-huh.
They have some channels that play just those on Pandora. So.
Well, here it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns. You know, I love some of the old hymns. I'm very, mm-hmm. I tend to be very traditional about. I mean, there's some that I think are just, and I'm a firm believer that some of those old hymns can get you in the spirit as quick as anything contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
If they're,
sure is.
I mean, if you know, and
it's all about your attitude, what it does for you.
Exactly right. Because after I got saved, believe me. That first Christmas.
I think that's what it does for me. It brings back childhood memories and takes me back to the old churches.
Well, and
you know, with grandma, and, mm-hmm. and I think that's it, why I love it so much. It takes me back to some kind of memories of childhood, probably when I first got saved or where church had an impact on me or something.
And I think that's probably true, and that's great. Because I know with me, that first, I guess the first whole year, going through the church year after I got saved, because I got saved at the end of October. In fact, I got saved on the 30th of October.
Friday.
So this Friday, I will be, 41 years old in the Lord. That's kind of scary. But I do know, like, that first Christmas, actually that first Thanksgiving, you know, we'd always sing, now we gather together and now thank we all our God. Mm-hmm. They were just hymns before.
Right.
But all of a sudden, I saw those words and my spirit would just cry like a baby.
Mm.
That first Christmas, I spent most of that Christmas singing the Christmas carols, and, you know, it's like, wow. The gospel's
meaning,
yeah. The gospel is in these Christmas carols. Why did I not see this? I mean, I was 18 at the time. It's like, why did I not see this for 18 years? That first Resurrection Sunday, we sang, I went to a Methodist church, and we always sang Christ the Lord is Risen Today. It's like it was the first time I'd ever heard that hymn. It was incredible. And that's so true, because that's the way to get filled with the Spirit. And a lot of times when we finish up the worship service, we'll sing in the Spirit. We'll do those spiritual songs. You know, we'll sing and make melody. And it says, in your heart to the Lord. You don't have to do it out loud. It can be in your heart, listeners. It's just, and this would be, I think, a recommendation from all three of us. If you have access to a praise channel, praise station, praise tapes, praise MP3, Pandora. Pastor just goes on and on and on, mm-hmm. about her little stations on. What she is it Pandora? It's one of the others.
It's Pandora.
That she, you know, has all her little channels on there. And use technology. Heaven knows the devil's trying to use it to destroy us. We need to use it to bless us, to grow in the Lord. That's, you know, we need to use our technology for that. So, sorry, got a little sidetracked there, but that's okay. Y'all know how I am by now. So, but it's so true, you know. As we pray in the Spirit, as we sing in the Spirit, as we sing, you know, songs of praise, as we give thanks to God, the Spirit just comes on the scene and fills us up. And also, when we're called upon to talk for God, the Spirit will come on the scene in Acts chapter 4, I believe it is. And this was a fulfillment of what Jesus had said, you know, when they haul you before the synagogues, don't worry about beforehand what you're going to say, because it'll be the Spirit of your Father giving you the words to say. Well, remember, Peter and John just could not keep themselves out of trouble. They just couldn't. And, you know, they got hauled in to prison, okay? And, of course, you know, they got let out. They got rearrested. But let's see. You know, Peter was hauled before the high priest. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, and literally that means having just been filled with the Spirit, God was on the scene. Peter was asked to speak to the high priest and the members of the Sanhedrin to basically answer charges because he healed somebody in the name of Jesus. And that was so offensive, they hauled him off to jail. But Peter, literally having just been filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel. And then what did he do? He preached a sermon to the religious leaders. He was not afraid. He was not afraid. So here, you know, God gives us in the Word examples of times when either by something we do or by something that is done to us, we will be filled with the Holy Spirit. I think about with this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when Nebuchadnezzar raised up that statue and demanded everybody, and of course they were, you know, they were government employees, so they had to kind of do this. And they said, nope, not going to do it. He said, I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace. And they said, nope, not going to do it. And I do believe the Holy Spirit had come upon them at that point, because they said, you know what, Nebuchadnezzar, and can you imagine speaking to a king like this? Our God is able to rescue us from that fiery furnace, but you know what, even if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to your statue. And you all know the story, they got tossed in there, and who showed up? Jesus was in the furnace with them, protecting them. Nebuchadnezzar saw that. Mm-hmm. It says, you know, he saw that there was a fourth person in that furnace, and it was Jesus. And the three of them came out, not a scratch, not a burn. They weren't even sweating from being in this furnace. Mm. And Nebuchadnezzar broke down and just, you know, said, by the Most High God, mm-hmm. by the Most High God, he has preserved you. So our letting ourselves be filled with the Holy Spirit is a way of being able to witness. And, you know, I think going back to what we talked about earlier, it's a way of deliverance. Paul and Silas in Philippi. Paul had to go and open his big mouth and rebuke that demon in Jesus' name, and that little slave girl with the snake spirit got delivered. And what happened? They got thrown in jail, and Scripture says in Acts chapter 16, about midnight, what were they doing?
Praising
God. And then there was a great earthquake, and, you know, you think an earthquake would have just crumbled the jail on top of them. And that wasn't what happened. The jail doors opened up, and their chains fell off. They got delivered. So being filled with the Holy Spirit leads to deliverance, and that's important. The Holy Spirit, from start to finish in our Christian walk, is who we need in our lives. From start to finish in our Christian walk, there's no time that we don't need the Holy Spirit working in us, filling us, guiding us, helping us to walk in step with each other, helping us to live our lives daily, you know, in his presence, in his word, in his righteousness. There's not a time that passes that we don't need that to some degree or another. Can I get an amen from one of my sisters?
Amen.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. But that's so true. I mean, without the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't even be saved, mm-hmm. first of all. And without the empowering of the Holy Spirit, I honestly don't know where I'd be today. Mm-hmm. If I did not do what Paul says to do about, you know, fellowshipping and praising and thanking God in order to walk filled to, as Paul says, be constantly filled with the Spirit, I don't know where I'd be today. I'd be afraid to think of where I'd be today, quite honestly. But, you know, thank God for that.
It's such a peace of mind,
mm-hmm.
to know that you can put all the care in the hands of the Spirit and and just let all that's meant to be work itself out, because you're walking close in the Spirit. You have that peace of mind. All the time you're talking about the comfort of the Holy Spirit, I was picturing a big, fuzzy, cozy blanket, because I'm up here in Indiana freezing, you know. So, yeah, just like wrapping me up in a big, fuzzy blanket of protection and the comfort of knowing that he's always there.
I like that metaphor. I do. Mm-hmm. That is so good.
It works well up here in the,
yeah,
the frozen tundra.
I remember well. We have our cold days down here too, but that's true. I mean, it's just like a big old blanket. You can wrap yourself in it and feel good. And one of the other metaphors for the Spirit, and it actually means in both Hebrew and Greek, it means the same thing: wind, breath. You know, we talk about on the day of Pentecost, the sound of a mighty rushing wind. It doesn't talk about the wind itself so much as there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. And that's such a kind of a cool metaphor, which leads us directly to our last song, one of my favorites, and it is an old one, as Nan pointed out earlier, before the show actually. Rushing Wind by Keith Green.
Set my spirit free.
wonderful song. And I just want to take this time to invite our listeners to just know that God loves you and that His Spirit is a rushing wind. And I love this song because this is not so much the song by Keith Green. It was not so much a song for the unsaved as it was for people who know Jesus, who've been filled with the Spirit. And it's just saying, Lord, take me and use me. And that's so important. Everything we've talked about today, about walking in the Spirit and keeping in step with the Spirit, that's all so we can be used of God. Because it's not about me. It's not about anyone on the radio team, Nan or Cindy today, or it's not about Pastor Marsh. It's not about Beacon. It's about Jesus. It's about getting the kingdom of God out there and walking and spreading the kingdom, taking back what the devil has stolen from us, you know, whether it's finances, health, salvation, whatever, freedom, whatever he's stolen, God has called us to take back, but we cannot do that without the power of the Spirit. So I just want to pray for everybody. Right now I'm feeling led to pray. So whoever you are, if you don't know Jesus, we're going to cover that too, because that's the first, that's the step you cannot do without, absolutely. But then once you know Jesus, there's so much more. So much more. So, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, your Son. Lord, for our listeners who might be out there, if there's anyone who does not know you, who has not accepted you, we pray for them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, to break through whatever is keeping them from coming to know you, whatever is hindering them from knowing you. We break through that in Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for a harvest of souls. I pray right now, Father, that you would just move in the lives of our listeners, that they would know that you're not mad at them anymore, that you love them, and all they need do is respond with a yes, Lord. I'm here. I'm willing. I'm ready. And Father, for our listeners who've known you, who are saved, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit continually. Mm-hmm. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would just move among them and bring them to a state of fullness, Lord. Mm-hmm. To a state of fullness that they would join with each other and with us. That we could become that army of God, that mighty army of God, marching in step with you, furthering your kingdom. Wherever we go, Father, we claim the promise that wherever we set the sole of our foot is our territory. We claim that promise in Jesus' name for ourselves and for all those listening. Father, we pray that you would expand your kingdom. We pray, Lord God, that you would move among us and expand your kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh. Can you all tell? I do love to pray.
You're a praying man.
I am that. So, any final thoughts, Cindy?
No. Well, yeah, I always have some kind of final thoughts. Like, I'm so engulfed in the prayer, and in my spirit, I'm feeling a great compassion for all the listeners to get a hold of what's been said today, to get in the move of God as he's doing things. He's doing good things. Get a part of the blessing. Get your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's for everybody. And I just feel a great compassion to share that with everyone. It's not just for you or me or Nan or Pastor Marsha. everybody can enjoy these blessings if they believe and have the faith for it to come to them. And like you said, the first step is accept the Lord into your heart.
Amen.
Square it up with Him. All you have to do is ask Him, and it's done. It's so simple. Such a simple path to lose out on the blessing.
Amen. Amen. It's just, why it's in so many ways it's as easy as walking into the blessing. You know, God calls us to walk. We called Abraham. I just read that actually today. You know, God had said to Abraham, leave everybody and walk. Walk to this place that you don't know, you've never been to, and I'm going to bless you for it. And in you, everybody else is going to be blessed. And as sons and daughters of Abraham by faith, that promise applies to us too. When He calls us to go and follow Him, we do that. We become a blessing. And people get blessed because of us. You know, we not only do we get blessed, because God says, I will bless you mm-hmm. by being obedient, but other people get blessed because we're blessed. What a wonderful, you know, what a wonderful God we serve. You know?
Chain reaction.
Exactly. Exactly. It's we get blessed, we bless others, we get blessed. I mean, it's just kind of a circular sort of thing. We bless, we get blessed. We bless more, we get blessed more. I mean, it just continues and continues. And praise God for it. Praise God for it. Okay, Nanners?
Well, I just like my closing thoughts to be a poem that he inspired during the first hour, if I may. It's entitled, I Am Here. I will reign in your life, precious child. Allow me to do a mighty work in your life. I will direct you in all that you are to do. I will help you through your trying strife. I am your mighty God who loves you so much. I will work all things together for your good. Look to me, walk in me, do all that I say. Always do as you know you should. I love you with an everlasting love. I am holding you during this time. I love you so very much, precious one. I will always help you as I am so kind. That's my closing thoughts.
Amen. Amen. That sums up, actually, it sums up both hours. You know, God has called us to a life of service, a life of walking with Him, and there's no way to do that except by walking with the Spirit. There's just no way to do that except by walking with the Spirit. We've talked today, just to sum up, that it means to live your life by the Spirit, which is not an easy thing to do. It means to keep in step with the Spirit, which, again, is not always an easy thing to do, but God has given us, you know, we talked about ways to do that. First thing, remember the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's just another step. It's like salvation. You receive it by faith. It's that easy. And I certainly would recommend going back and listening to the radio shows that we've done on that if you have any questions about that. If you have questions still, you can always email Pastor Marcia, and that's email is pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can certainly email me. My email address is pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. Nan can attest to how I like to answer questions. And I do. I mean,
I send you questions.
And she sends me questions a lot, which is great. I love that. And I think that's, I know what my main spiritual gift is teaching. And I'm really good when people ask questions. Mm-hmm. That's just something I'd love to do, is answer people's questions. So if you have any questions about the baptism of the Holy Spirit or salvation, please email us, let us know. If you listen to this show and maybe God spoke to you and said, you know, you really need to have me in your life, whether that means, you know, salvation or submitting yourself to Jesus as Lord, let us know. Email us. Okay, email us so we can talk to you, because if you have made a step with God today, not a, you know, I won't even say a step toward God, but a step with God today, let us know, because there's some very practical things that we can maybe help you with. I know when I was first saved, and then a year later when I was first baptized in the Holy Spirit, I needed people to answer my questions, because I had a lot of questions, and I needed to find answers in the Bible, you know. And some other times in my life when I've been confronted by some tough issues, I needed to talk to people. We didn't have email back then. We had snail mail.
Oh, yeah.
And that was about it. Well, we had telephones. We did have telephones, I promise. Just not cell phones. But it always helped me to be able to talk with people and bounce questions off of them and things like that. So I would encourage you, listeners, if you have any questions about that, about anything we've talked about today, please let me know. I'd be more than happy to answer your questions. Also, just as a reminder, this is Living the Good Life, the radio ministry of Beacon of Hope Ministries from Clearwater, Florida. Our main meeting is the Friday night gathering, which prayer starts at 6 o'clock. We pray, take prayer requests, pray out of Prayers That Avail Much, a really good book with scriptural prayers in it, until about 6:30. We have our service beginning at 6:30. Very casual, very interactive. Bring a Bible, bring a notebook. Be prepared to ask some questions there also. We really, really encourage that. We also have other ministries. We have our radio show, of course, as you know. And we also have a radio show on Thursday, which has Pastor Marcia in her alter ego as Mama Mac, joined by Dr. Angel Falzone. And that is Go Yard. It's a kind of counseling. It's like a life coaching show. Very, very good. I know Nan's always typing questions to them. So, but that's what they're doing. So, and then also once a month we go to a nursing home, which is great. We do church service, right?
That's the next Sunday.
In fact, it is next Sunday. We'll be at the nursing home next Sunday ministering to all the people there. But that is, again, that in itself is a huge blessing. We love doing that. And then, of course, we keep in touch with our friends through the prayer ministry. And I know, Cindy, you're on the prayer, in the prayer ministry too, so you get those prayers also. And I know you've asked a few. You've sent in requests. Isn't it great?
When one pops up, I check my email several times a day. I'm just in the habit. And when one pops up, it doesn't matter where I am, what I'm doing. It takes about 30 seconds to read it, repeat the prayer, ask God for the blessing on whatever the need is. Mm-hmm. And, yes, I love it. I love to receive because I love to pray. For gratitude, God has blessed me so many times when I've asked for prayer on there for my family.
Amen.
And for myself. It works. Prayer works. I'm a firm believer. I've had so many answered prayers for my loved ones and myself on the prayer chain. The warriors mean business. They go. they go to the Lord. No questions asked.
That.
We get it done. We get it done.
I think we'll make that our slogan. The warriors mean business. So, amen. Well, this is Pastor Jim Ellsbury, Associate Pastor of Beacon of Hope Ministries, along with Nan Watson.
Amen. Hello, bye.
Hey, bye. And Cindy Logan.
Bye, Cindy. Talk to you later, man.
And see you soon.
Hopefully so.
On the air or in person.
Absolutely.
Amen. And Cindy from Indiana, thank you so much for joining us. And to our listeners, thank you again. We will see you or talk to you then next Sunday, 3 o'clock.